677.
Mayor, I'm going to ask after the reading of this to suspend the rules for a second, but let's get the title in.
Okay.
Amend the Central City Plan District to increase the height limit of Block U on Block U of Cooch Addition and support construction of a headquarters building for the Multnomah County Health Department.
Mr. Fish?
Mayor, I was unable to join the council last week because I was in Salem. And I support the matter before us, but there is one issue that I seek clarification on. As the council will remember, this is a little bit of a two-step. The city made a commitment of urban renewal dollars to help the county build a health department building. And the Housing Bureau independently determined that Block U, which is adjacent to Bud Clark Commons, was an appropriate site for a health department building. And because it otherwise met the criteria for 30% set-aside funding, agreed to add the dirt with no additional consideration into the deal. The understanding then, when a different building was being designed, was that a lot of care would go into the design so that it did not unduly burden Bud Clark Commons in two respects. The most important respect is the public spaces, the outdoor spaces at Bud Clark Commons, as you know, are on the eastern side of the building. So the original building was designed with some setbacks and with an eye towards how do you not intrude, how do you limit the impact on the outdoor spaces, which are an integral part of Bud Clark Commons design. Now that we have a taller building under this proposal, I think it's even more important that the design, that the building be designed with input from Home Forward, Transition Projects, and the city, again, to minimize the unnecessary impact on the outdoor spaces. I didn't see anything that formally required that consultation, and this is separate and apart from the design review process that they have to go through anyway. So I support the additional height, and the county has faithfully gone through the hoops that we set out for them in getting community approval, but I want to just make sure that the design, that the folks designing this building are working with our partners to minimize the impact on Bud Clark Commons. And for purposes of this vote, I'd be satisfied to have Doug Obas make a representation of that effect.
Okay. Doug, come on up.
Afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. Doug Oblitz, Shields Oblitz Johnson, representing Multnomah County. Commissioner Fish, the issue that you have raised was also raised by key stakeholders during our public review of the map amendments that are before you today for second reading, and specifically were addressed in testimony before the Planning and Sustainability Commission a few weeks ago. In response, Chair Kefouri sent a memorandum, which you have in front of you now, dated June 3rd, which was addressed specifically to the Old Town Chinatown community, transition projects, and Home Forward, outlining how the county intends to address this and a series of other issues during the design process and also in the formulation of a good neighbor agreement, which the county is committed to complete prior to construction. The memo has had its desired effect, and I believe the key stakeholders are satisfied that the county is committed to work with them on both the issue of the design of the building, but also the other issues that are outlined in that memo. So you'll see, I think it's item E under the design issues listing, is specifically a commitment by the county to reformulate a stakeholder advisory committee and to re-energize the discussion about the design of the building under the new map amendment process that we've got before you today. It's our intent to go to work immediately to engage these stakeholders and others in the design process to address these issues and in the development of a good neighbor agreement.
With all due respect, though, can both E and F talk about usability during construction? It doesn't necessarily address what Commissioner.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It would be on the. I think it's the second page related to design issues.
Yeah,
so it addresses
it's the first E. It's one.
Yes,
E.
I'm sorry. The first E.
Well, my understanding, Doug, is that there. That under this agreement that is before us, the county would have an option until the end of 2016 to move forward with this building, and you're going through the design phase and the approval phase. I just want to make it as clear as possible on the record that I believe the council as a whole want to make sure that the public spaces that were incorporated in Bud Clark Commons, which are an integral part of the design, since the building does not accommodate as many people as we would like, so the outdoor space became an extension, are not degraded by a new building that's adjacent to it that now we're allowing additional height. We're talking about air and light. And that there will, in fact, be intentional thinking about how to mitigate the impact of the height on those public spaces.
Understood.
Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Other
Mr.
questions?
Fish, I appreciate you bringing that. The other concern that was pending after the hearing was about the level of affordable housing, fee in lieu, or the intent to use fee in lieu in order to gain the additional height. And I know Commissioner Saltzman has been leading the council in the discussion of the bonuses, which we were discussing yesterday. This application comes in under the current rules rather than future rules. Chair Crafori did indicate on the record when during the testimony that she is committed to providing some compensation towards affordable housing. I want to state on the record that this does not, this is under the current rules, and this doesn't set a precedent for any future developments that we would actually require to provide a definite level of affordable housing subsidy if that's the way the council chooses to go. There is the potential for including an agreement on that in the disposition agreement, which the Housing Bureau is still working on with the county. My understanding is that the chair doesn't at this point want to define the language on that, but Commissioner Saltzman, I encourage you to continue investigating that option as the Housing Bureau. There's another avenue to make sure that the city's needs are met as well as the county's.
Okay. I appreciate that. And I just want to say that I appreciate Commissioner Fritz's points and as well as Commissioner Fish's, and to the extent the Housing Bureau will be engaged in this second CDA on design issues and the use of the affordable housing bonus, we will continue to actively participate. And I'm very pleased that Chair Crafori has chosen to use this affordable housing bonus to obtain the additional height. And she committed to me that this would be at least a $500,000 payment into our housing investment fund, which is a great start.
And Doug, just my recollection was that that the last time the parties got together to look at design and consider impact, the design team actually came to the Housing Bureau, presented, and flagged some of the issues just so there could be some input. We're not talking about materials. We're not talking about window size. We are talking about compatibility.
Right, and we'll do the same thing again.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
All right, Doug, thank you very much. Anyone else, any further comment before we vote? Then a roll call vote on that, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, this, having been a county commissioner at one time and being familiar with the county health department's current headquarters on, I believe it's 3rd and Stark, 4th and Stark, this is going to be a dramatic improvement for the employees of that department, and it's going to be a tremendous boost for the neighborhood and bringing a lot more people down there in the daytime to purchase goods and services and food. So it's a great move, and I look forward, and I really appreciate Chair Crafori's stepping up and utilizing the affordable housing bonus to obtain the additional height they need for this building. Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
It's good to be working with our partner, Chair Deborah Crafori, a known advocate for affordable housing and for doing the right thing, so that we have confidence in passing this MAP amendment that the right thing is going to happen there. And thanks to Doug Oblitz and your team for working on the project. Aye.
Hales?
Good work. Real project coming. Yay. Aye. Okay.